This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Leone McDonald and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Susan Bean. We're talking about the Denmark Arts Center.
My sis says I have a flair for the dramatic. I've always had an artist mentality, and my high school math teacher would agree. He said there wasn't much room left up in my brain for facts and figures, that my artistic side had taken over. He pointed out the only way I would pass my sophomore geometry final was if I was sitting next to the window and a lightning bolt struck me with all the answers.
And that was Lynn McGee in character for Back to the Drawing Board, a one-woman show, September 14th, 7 o'clock at the Denmark Arts Center. Susan Bean, thank you so much for joining me.
Hey, Tony, thank you very much for having me. We'd love to be here for Denmark Arts Center talking about all the fun things that are on the schedule for this fall.
All the fun things, including Lynn McGee, and she is so big, she is a one-woman show.
Yes, she is.
Not many people can do that.
She's talented. I have to say she's very talented. And she comes to Denmark Arts Center from Good Theater in Portland, which is a great theater. This fall, we end up having three performers, three theater pieces coming from Good Theater in Portland, which is exciting. We have Lynn McGee, Back to the Drawing Board. We have Brian Allen, who's a co-founder of Good Theater, and he's doing, I think it's called Brian Broadway and Blueberries. No, Blueberries, Brian and Broadway.
Got the order wrong.
I know. And then Will Rice, who has a beautiful one-man show of A Christmas Carol. He ends our season December 14th, which I'm psyched.
Wow.
I know.
Wow. So a lot of talented individuals coming to the Denmark Arts Center. As per usual, you like to get a lot of variety to the talent. I do want to talk a little bit about the one-woman show. What can we expect? Obviously, she's going to be in character. That's what we experienced.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just going to be one character? Is there going to be a plethora of characters?
I think there might be a few characters that come in, but it's mostly about Edna. Edna is not really struggling with life's questions, but she's meandering through life's questions of being who she is and being okay with who she is. And then looking at who she is and finding out the strengths that she has to contribute to herself, her community, and how to get through life. I mean, it speaks to all of us, I believe. That's why I like it.
Yeah, I mean, so often we forget about the positives in ourselves because we're always looking at the negatives, which is part of, ironically, the self-improvement process, because you're looking at the negatives, you're trying to correct those things, mm-hmm. and you're not appreciating the positives at the same time.
Right, and you don't have light without dark. So yeah, you have to look at the negatives to see where you stand out, where your pluses are, and you know what? You may not be like everyone else, but that's a positive.
So that is going to be Lynn McGee's one-woman show. That will be September 14th, 7 o'clock in the evening. And that's called Back to the Drawing Board. It's one of three shows from Portland. Not just importing talent. We also have local talent. Patsy Cline will be teaming up with Mary Bastoni. That will be on the 21st.
Yes, Patsy Cline comes back from the dead, bringing her music and sharing it. Mary Bastoni has done a one-woman show, Patsy Cline, and it's a lovely evening. And so she's sharing with us the song highlights. And I love Mary Bastoni's voice. And it's a pleasure to have her back. She did Strong Women's Bold Voices, I think, in the springtime. That was lovely. She teaches at USM Voice. She works with M&D Productions. She's an all-around, like, theater performer and artist. So it's nice to have her back. And we kick off our fall this Friday with the great voice of Bruce Marshall.
Oh, yes. Yes. How can I forget Bruce?
Rocking, man.
Rocking. Yeah. So that will be Bruce Marshall. Is he going to be solo? Is he going to have backing?
He's solo. He's solo. And you know what? A fun thing, too, is Perdruig Jewelry is going to be there, which takes off on used guitar strings, and they each have a story. And it's turned into men's and women's jewelry. It's a great combo. I love it. And the jewelry is pretty handsome.
So that's going to be this Friday, Bruce Marshall.
This Saturday.
This Saturday.
I said Friday. I'm sorry.
This Saturday.
The 7th.
Bruce Marshall will be here this Saturday at Denmark Arts Center.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find more information at any time by going to denmarkarts.org/events. That's denmarkarts.org/events. And you could also get your tickets online for the different shows.
Yes.
And then on top of that, we have Lynn McGee with the One Woman Show, Back to the Drawing Board. That will be September 14th. Patsy Cline, Mary Bastoni doing her stuff. September 21st, 7 o'clock in the evening. There's also a number of workshops that Denmark Arts likes to host.
Yes, in the fall, we tend to start to do our little chill-out sessions. So everything's crazy in the summertime. In the fall, it's sort of like, hey, let's have a clay and wine. Hey, let's have a sip and paint. Hey, let's have a floral art and, is there a beverage that goes with that? So it's not all about the alcohol, but it's a
but the alcohol helps.
Yeah, it's a nice thing to bring. It's the camaraderie, right? You bring a few friends. You do floral art. You're doing a painting that you've never experienced, or working in a medium you haven't experienced. Mm. And moreover, like, you bring a few of your friends and 5 or 10 people there. It's fun. It makes for a nice evening.
So one of those is going to be Sip and Paint. That will be with Selena Reed, and that will be September 23rd, 6 till 8 in the evening. Do you know what type of paint medium is going to be used?
She's doing watercolor.
Watercolor.
Good for asking. Thank you.
Yes. So that will be with watercolors. And I don't know, is that a BYOB type event? Or
no, we have our liquor license now. So we have these events all nice and sanctioned and set up in a way that it works, and we can cover it. It's a ticketed, you get 2 tickets when you sign up for the class.
All right.
So makes for a fun evening.
There you have. And is that going to be with wine or?
Beer or wine.
Beer or wine. Ooh.
Thank you.
So choices. And then there's also going to be the floral art class that will be making wreaths, and that will be September 26th. And that is always a very useful skill, not only for gifts, but also for decorating your own home.
Oh, yes. And, you know, there'll be pieces from the environment pulled in. So we'll be scavenging for grapevines and hydrangeas and dried floral pieces that are out in nature and then coming in. And it always amazes me because I see Mickey Warner's end product and I see the ingredients separate on the table, and I'm like, I don't know how that equals that, but it's pretty darn beautiful. So she's a really talented in using nature in her art all the time. She paints on birch bark, which is pretty spectacular, and it's more difficult.
Yeah.
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 So it's fun.
Awesome. So that's a floral art class September 26th. There's all sorts of things going on, and we're actually out of time, but I highly recommend going to denmarkarts.org/events. That's denmarkarts.org/events. They've got workshops. They've got artists coming in. It's going to be a lot of fun. Any final thoughts, Susan Bean, real quick?
Yes. Our sponsors make us happen, and they've made the face of Denmark change this summer. So thank you to Hancock Lumber, Cackley Carpentry, Norway Savings Bank, and Ace Insurance Agency.
All right. It is Denmark Arts Center. Find more information or get tickets online at denmarkarts.org/events. They have events going on throughout the month. Check it out. Thank you so much, Susan Bean.
Thanks, Tony. Enjoy.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Leone McDonald and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.